Activity 14. Mr. Riemann tried to calculate the area of P by covering the area under the curve with rectangles. He used two kinds of rectangles, inscribed rectangles and circumscribed rectangles. With the inscribed rectangles, he built the inscribed union of rectangles, and with the circumscribed ones, he built the circumscribed union of rectangles. The sum of the areas of the circumscribed rectangles is called the upper sum, and the sum of the areas of the inscribed rectangles is called the lower sum. Obviously, the area of P under the curve is greater than the lower sum, but less than the upper sum. The upper sum is the upper bound, meaning that the area under the curve must be less than this upper bound. By contrast, the lower sum is the lower bound for the area under the curve, which means that the area under the curve must be greater than the lower sum. With five rectangles, the upper bound and the lower bound are very different. However, with 10 rectangles, the upper bound approaches the lower one, while the area of P is always between them. We're definitely making progress, but how many rectangles should we use to get an acceptable value for the area? We could go on using more and more rectangles. But obviously, this is not very efficient, and the effort increases with a greater number of rectangles. Riemann thus proposed that it would make more sense to find a general expression which can be used to calculate the area using any number of rectangles, and then work with that.